Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 7th of February, and this morning found us in haze on 22 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperatures would be ranging from low 22 to high 29 degrees Celsius, and it would be breezy, with northerly winds at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour, shifting to east in the afternoon. Later on, we can expect overcast with winds from east at 5 to 15 kilometers per hour, shifting to the northeast after midnight. Morning humidity was on 86 and it will drop on 64% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 13%, and on Sunday, it's a new moon. On next Thursday, 14th of February, many women and men will join their efforts to raise awareness on abuses of women. 1 billion rising, where will be 1 billion women and men dancing worldwide to rise against violence against women. Today is with us in the studio Irena, one of the organizers of the gathering here.
It is going to be a very huge global event called 1 billion rising on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. And very symbolic, as we all know, it's a day of romantic love. However, it seems to be that, according definitely to statistics, 1 billion women on the planet do not receive any love, but rather they receive a terrible violence and abuse. According to the world statistics, it is estimated that 1 billion women will be violated, which means abused or raped on the planet, which explains the name of the event, 1 billion rising. The organizers of the event very strongly highlight and stress about the event. It is an invitation to dance. This is not a protest. It is not a march. It is not about women going out as victims, screaming and complaining. It is actually about power, woman's power, and celebration of woman's empowerment in that sense, and it is an invitation for a new way of being, a new way of living on the planet. It is about celebration of woman's unique contribution to the planet and sustainability in the life on the planet. As we cannot really accept that 1 billion women are violated in that way, which means we also suppress women's important contribution that they can make to the balance on the earth. In India, we have many events all around the country, and they have been organizing this similar event from Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, Pune, Kerala. All around the country, there will be numerous events happening, not necessarily on the same day, because it's not always logistically possible, but there will be quite a few the whole month.
But I believe that you prepare some kind of schedule, or how we, if I come there, what I will see, what I can do, and how I will do it.
Of course, we all have started, volunteers from Auroville community and the dancers wanted really to show the solidarity with the global event, given that it is planned to really be 1 billion people dancing around the world on that same day, of course, in the different time zones. Our event will be on Thursday, between 4 and 5, by the Eucalyptus Grove, which is between Solar Kitchen and Certitude. It's also to the location has been chosen for the fact that one woman was raped and killed last year. The program will be organized, of course, around the dancing. We will have a few Orovelin dancers, male and female, who will guide the whole program, which will go for 1 hour. We will start with a little meditation. There is also a poem dedicated to the event, which is called Break the Chain. It's an anthem, and we have also translated in Tamil. We have also talked to quite a few units around Auroville who will bring their local staff. So it will be local Tamil women and hopefully men, and also Aurovillians, guests, who will be guided through particular very simple dancing so that everyone can enjoy the space. And so it's not just a totally free dance. There will be a program leading the audience and the crowd to kind of co-create this dancing space.
At Kalabumi tomorrow at 8 p.m., we are invited to Ekswa, an evening of live fusion music based on traditional Carnatic ragas inspired by Western rock and jazz performed by Krishna Temple Rock at Unity Pavilion in International Zone at 5 p.m. Also tomorrow, the Priscilla and Jurian Jazz Duo will share with the community the jazz in transformation. On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, a bar at Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, Kalai presents Three Sevens, a Kamal Singh's alternative band where music ranges from influence of pop, rock, grunge, funk to various styles of Indian music. On Saturday at 7 p.m. at our Anam Kipak Farmers Cafe, which will be open for dinner, we can, while we enjoy the Northeast India flavors, enjoy also the live music performance by well-known musicians from Auroville like Suryan and group of students from Northeast India. The 6th edition of Auroville Marathon will be held on February 10th, which is coming Sunday. And this year we have over 3,000 participants from Auroville, the neighboring villages, Sri Aurobindo Ashram, and from other cities in India as well as outside India. The marathon will start and finish at Auroville Visitor Center. Full marathon of 42.195 kilometers starts at 5 a.m., half marathon of 21.1 kilometers at 6:15, and 10 kilometer run at 6:45 a.m., and 10 kilometer run at 6:45 a.m. And about pets and animals on that day, they are saying that because it's going to be over 3,000 runners with diverse behavior attitudes towards pet animals, so to avoid any stray incidents, they're asking all the owners of dogs to have them on their leash. Team also requests all residents and guests to minimize the use of motor vehicle on Sunday morning on Auroville roads. It will help the runners to enjoy the run. And they are still in need for volunteers for helping runners with aid and station support. And for reason of marathon duties, ACT will not be able to run any service on Sunday, 10th of February. Love Turns, a book reading by Julie Mossmiller. It will happen on Monday, 11th of February at 5:30 p.m. at Naturalland Garden Cafe. On February 15, between 3 to 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center, it will be official launch of Unlimited Tamil Nadu. Who is or who are Unlimited Tamil Nadu? They are a group of Aurovillians who want to tap into grassroots initiatives across Tamil Nadu and help them manifest. Their impact as an individual is limited, so they choose to enhance existing initiatives, incubating and accelerating them. They are investing their skills, knowledge, spiritual and material capacities to select and support inspiring initiatives. They offer a space where people can freely explore their path towards change, safely question the world and their role in it, and grow personally and professionally. They call themselves Unlimited Tamil Nadu. As you may notice, the Bonjour India Festival of France 2013 is going on because this year the Institute of Français d'Indie and Indie and the French Embassy are organizing for the second time Bonjour India in association with Alizé en Français, India Network and the Indian Council for Cultural Relations. The events will include art, literature, theatre, live band, film, education, sports, architecture, fashion, photography, luminosity, performing arts and fireworks. They will take place in 16 cities of India from January to April 2013. In Pondicherry there will be 20 events. But the organizer specially invites Auroville community to this Saturday open house of Alizé en Français. Tokens for Darshan may be registered on Monday 11th to Wednesday 13th between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Pitanga in Samasti. This is a service for Aurovillians, newcomers and friends of Auroville only. Collection of registered tokens will be on Monday 18th to Wednesday 20th of February at Pitanga. This Saturday, between 2 to 5 p.m., there will be a pottery fair at Botanical Gardens. In addition to their weekly garden shop, they have collected beautiful pots and other decorative pieces from our Auroville potters for our garden or balcony. Apart from the pottery fair, we can also discover the nursery and the gardens, take a self-guided tour around and visit the cactus house, the orchid gardens, the labyrinth, the plumerias, or just explore the arboretum and forest area. Of course, their garden shop will be also open, where we can find everything we need for making or maintaining our garden, from garden gloves to clippers and vermicompost, rakes and saws, and the traditional mop tea. Also, vegetable seedlings are available. A-Care, Aravind A Hospital, is conducting A-Care Awareness Symposium at Auroville as a part of their 10th anniversary celebration, and it will occur on 15th of February between 10 a.m. to noon. The Sunday walks to farms and forests are resuming on 17th of February with Pebble Gardening in Aurobindavan. Ilangarka Educational Center is holding from tomorrow until Sunday 17th the annual Children's Book Fair. The book fair will be open every day between 9:20 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And also they are inviting the community to visit, because teachers, parents, school managers and well-wishers, they can utilize their time, energy and resource to make the children feel happy and enjoy the EduCare atmosphere, workshops on drawing, creative writing, social games, book reading, quiz contest and children's film screening on education, which all will be conducted at the book fair. NES informs us that on the 16th of February at 9 a.m. they will be giving an introductory get-together to explain about New Era Secondary Schools program for interested parents and students. A grieving father, Robert S. Marcus, was the recipient of the following letter of condolence in 1950, not long after his son succumbed to polio. It was written by Albert Einstein. A human being is a part of the whole, called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. The striving to free oneself from this delusion is the one issue of true religion. Not to nourish the delusion but to try to overcome it is the way to reach the attainable measure of peace of mind. Thank you for listening, so you can contact us on ourradio.org.